We were oil and vinegar, living under the same roof for 17 years, and it was mostly a special kind of hell. So, she's not the kind of mom you sing your stories to. I'd rather die than unleash that song in front of my mother. Actually, I'm certain she'd kill me if she'd heard it. My dad doesn't even know I do this, he said with raised brows, as if he were proud to have something rebellious of his own. Oh, he snapped his finger. Your bridge, that key change from A minor to F sharp. He placed his hand on his chest and leaned back. Knocked me out. I fought a smile, afraid that my cheeks would show what was happening under my skin. What age did you start reading music? I asked. First piano lesson at 4, then I picked up an electric guitar at 9, and I was done for. It was like breathing. His smile was so big, I wasn't sure the table could contain it. I shifted in my seat, fixed on the way his bright blue eyes scanned my face. You never came to watch me play, I said. His eyes stayed locked on mine as he sucked in air. Well, Maggie May, I really wanted to. But to be honest, his eyes flickered away from mine, and he stirred a little straw into his whiskey with a gentle smile. To be honest, I started dating someone a handful of weeks ago, and I thought it wasn't a good idea to fall in love with you. And when you sing, it's hard to not fall in love with you. So that's why I didn't come to see you play. He looked up at me with a shy smile, the tips of his ears reddened by the admission. Oh. The word fell off my tongue like it was acknowledging the death of a loved one. I stared at him for a moment and then bit down on the inside of my cheeks. Well, I should go, I said. Let me buy you a drink first. He put his hand gently on my wrist. His skin on my skin felt worse than I had imagined it could feel. I think it's best that I don't fall in love with you either, I said. I turned and walked away from him, and it felt like my heart was breaking with each step. I recognized I had no right to ache for someone whose middle name I didn't know. I had no clue where he was born, if he went to college. I knew next to nothing about Garrett. And losing someone I never had was about to make me hold my body in the fetal position on the hardwood of my shitty apartment.